This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You want to be healthy, you got to eat right and get some exercise. That is the classic formula you'll hear from your doctor. Companies, though, have started getting in on the action as well with those corporate wellness programs, the idea being that healthy employees are more productive. Also, they have lower medical bills, so they are healthy for the company's bottom line. Now, are those programs actually worth the money that companies spend on them? That, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports, is a whole nother question.
Robert Granger stands on a thick blue padded mat and stares up at a rock climbing wall covered in rainbow-colored hand and footholds. Like somebody threw a bunch of Skittles against the wall and they stuck.
So I'm going to check out a few of the boulder problems.
Problems are climbing lingo for roots up a wall.
Maybe do some of the easier ones I've done before to warm up.
Granger's at a climbing gym called The Cliffs in Queens, New York. He picks out a path marked in bright purple and starts climbing.
Thinking, reaching.
In about a minute, he taps both hands at the top of the wall and starts climbing back down. Rest, pick a new route, repeat.
Yeah, it's a really good place to unwind and think about something else.
Membership here is pretty pricey. Granger pays about $1,200 a year, but his company picks up nearly half, $500, as part of its corporate wellness program. Damon Jones, a health policy researcher at the University of Chicago, says between 2011 and 2016, workplace wellness spending increased from about $1 billion to more than $8 billion.
So the goal is to hopefully improve employees' health, lower their health costs, and possibly increase their productivity.
The more structured programs might start with a health screening and risk assessment, and then try and incentivize the employee to be healthier, maybe by giving them rewards if they hit certain exercise goals. Jones actually joined one of these programs when he was a postdoctoral student.
My reason for signing up for a wellness program was that I had already been going to the gym, and I was happy to be given a reward for doing so.
So that got him thinking, do these programs actually work to change people's behavior, or mostly reward people like him for stuff they're already doing? Fast forward a few years, and he created a study to find out. Participants at the University of Illinois were randomly assigned to a group that could opt into a wellness program and a control group that couldn't. The first question, who would join the wellness program given the option?
They tend to be healthier. They're more likely to go to the gym or run in a local 10K or 5K or half marathon. They tend to be lower spenders in terms of healthcare spending.
So second question, given that self-selection, did joining a wellness program make a difference compared with the control group?
We could see your health spending with your insurer. We could see how many times you went to the gym. And then we also had a survey where we asked people about their health. We measured almost 40 outcomes, and we mostly didn't find any difference between those two groups.
No difference. So the idea that these wellness programs might change employee behavior or cut their healthcare spending, at least in the short term, Jones says neither has panned out. But he says the study did find one positive.
We did find people were more likely to say that their manager or their employer cared about their health and safety.
And that's something climber Robert Granger told me about his company, a consulting firm called Actualize. He said he'd go to the climbing gym whether or not his company chipped in for it. But the fact that the company does makes him feel like it's invested in his health. Carrie Weckelow is the managing director of HR and operations at Actualize. She plans quarterly wellness challenges on top of the $500 wellness allowance the company gives employees. Last year, Actualize spent $17,000 on these programs.
Well, we feel that it helps with our retention. The average tenure is 8 years at Actualize.
She says more than 65% of employees participate in the quarterly challenges, and that she thinks they help with team building and communication as well. But one area she hasn't really seen a change, the company's healthcare spending. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Lizzie O'Leary and the gang at our weekend show did a whole hour about the business of health and wellness. Best way to hear it is to subscribe to Marketplace Weekend in your podcast app, O Choice.